I guess a prelude to the summertime. We want to go through some of the lachas of Tfilas HaDerech. The more mentions of brachas, that Eliyahu HaNavi actually pointed out. The more says actually Eliyahu HaNavi pointed out to one of the Amoraim there that when a person leaves and travels, a person should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They should have a safe trip. One of the questions the more says that you look at the actual language of the Tfilas HaDerech, and you picture people traveling from between cities in the time of in Eretz Yisrael. There was bandits, there was wild animals, there was a lot of issues which in most cases a person is not dealing with nowadays when they're traveling. That's not the issues. We're not dealing with bandits, we're not dealing with wild animals. We're dealing with car accidents, but that applies into the city as much as it applies as in the highways. It applies everywhere. So it does the halacha of saying Tfilas HaDerech apply b'zman hazeh? The second issue, which comes up, which goes together with it, is that the Mora says that the person is chayiv to say Tfilas HaDerech is when a person is planning to travel at least a distance of a parsa, which is 4 mil, it's 8,000 amos. In modern terms, it's about 3 miles. So, a person's planning to travel 3 miles. That was a long distance at the time of the Gemara. Is it calculated as man hazeh based on distance or based on time? But the point is, it has to be outside of the city. And many times, the people are traveling, they're not really traveling outside of the idea because it's outside of the city. It's not so safe. That's where your listim are living. That's where your wild animals are living. But where there's yisha, where there's people living, so the halacha doesn't apply. And Mishnah Berurah says an example of that, based on the earlier poskim, is what's called there's a concept called ibura shel ir. Ibura shel ir is that before you start calculating the halachas of tum, the Gemara says in Erevin, if you have a house or even a guard post which was within a certain distance from the city. Even though the city is actually ended, all of the houses have ended, but there's this guard post, or there's one individual house, it's within a certain distance, it's considered an extension of the city, and we start calculating the halachas of Tchum L'Gabi Shabbos after that house. Now, if you have another house within a certain distance from that first one, so again, you extend the city. So, where do you start calculating these calculations when you're talking about, especially traveling up and down the East Coast, at least from Washington up to New York, to Baltimore, to New York, etc., there's a lot of area which there are cities all along the way. So how do we calculate, how do we deal with this halacha? So there is actually Rosh Hashanah Zatzal raised this question, and he felt that the key of the same Tfilas HaDerech b'zman hazeh is not a chiyuv because of the fact that we're not dealing with lissim and chayus roles, etc. He said the main issue is road accidents, which apply in the city as well. He says it would be up to him. He would say we should say Tfilas HaDerech every time we get in the car, but because we need safety to be able to daven, the Bereshit should accept save us from v'kol mini peronios, any type of danger, and that's really the main tefillah which we have is man hazeh v'kol mini peronios that applies in the city also. But we can't be mechadish and no halacha to say that. So he says so the key to say it outside the city is not a key of gomer. But he still says the person should say it. A person could say it with the bracha. And he says, actually, you can even add in a special tefillah. If you want to add in a special tefillah, you should be saved from the coming any type of road accident. To enus hadrachim, right? You can add that in according to Shlomo Zalman. Other places say that it's better since we say coming ifronius, we are including that is included. We don't need to add it in, but a person should definitely have that in mind. So we do say it. Now the question is, we're saying it. So how do we calculate? Do we calculate it based on distance or based on time? So the person would say we do still go with the law of distance. Even though there's an argument saying it should be totally in time, we go with the law of distance the way we set up in the Gemara. So a person traveling a small distance outside of the city, he would say it. Now regards to the issue of saying it outside of the city, where does the city end? These issues, it is a good question. There is a Taz which says that a person is allowed to say it. As soon as as long as you're planning to definitely travel from point A to point B, and that is going to be outside of the city, you're traveling outside of the city, the fact that there are places along, and there, at some point there will be a gap, you don't need to get to that gap to say the tefillah, the Taz says. As soon as you have in mind you're planning to leave the city, you're allowed to say the tefillah. Now we pass it not like the Taz. It's better to wait till you leave the city to say the actual tefillah. Not to say the tefillah while you're still in the city. A person should leave the city first before you say the actual tefillah. But in case a person is mesupik along the way, exactly where that point's going to start, and he's not clear to him, but he knows, he feels for certain that there is some point along the way there will be a gap, the person can at least be samech somewhere along the way to say, according to the Taz, even if you're still in the city, you could say at that point in time. For the record, Rabbi Edom Zatzal, I discussed this with him one time in regards to going from Washington to Baltimore. He said, you don't say from Washington to Baltimore. He says, nowadays it's enough of a yeshiva between Washington and Baltimore, it's not considered your yotzel derech, that you would say it from going from Washington. People do it all the time, etc. He says, going from here to New York, a person would say it, because that is definitely considered a yotzel derech. But a person would wait till after Baltimore, after he passes Baltimore, before he would say the tefillah. Where exactly after Baltimore, that's a machlokes apaiskim, if you want to call it that. Different, exactly what point after, he never told exactly where after Baltimore he said it, but he would say, wait till after the person passes, sometime past you're going 95 north, you pass the 695 the second time, some point after that, a person would, when it starts to thin out, so a person would be saying, tefillah sederach on the way from here to New York. I do want to go through some other problem of the halachas. Beth Hashem, we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Have a good morning.